Hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're talking about moving for your mate. And our tour guides are Charisse and Tori, Hassan and Tiffany, and KC. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello.
So for all the newbies out there, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean, keep it real, but most importantly, have fun. So go on, let's clink our neighbor like we do. Hassan and Tiff got some good drinks for today.
Oh,
I'm about gone.
Oh, Lord. So refill. And let's just take off from there. So I'll be the first to tell you that love is often found somewhere other than in your own backyard or next door. And sometimes your soulmate lives across country or has to move to the other side of the world after you found them. Today, we're talking about what happens when true love brings you face to face with these types of scenarios. So I've invited some of my very best examples and friends to talk about their journeys. And if I may, I'll ask, let's start with Charisse and Tori, because Hassan is chewing on his orange. So, because they got the good drinks, y'all. So, Charisse and Tori, tell us a little bit about your background in this whole moving for love situation.
Well, I think mine is a little unique in that, so I met Torino actually in Washington. He was stationed at Fort Lewis at the time. Oh, and after about a year of dating, I actually joined the Army to follow him.
Oh, did!
And moved first to basic training in South Carolina, and then where we got married was in at Fort Campbell in Tennessee. So, yeah. I think I'm the extreme version of moving for a man, but yeah. We're still married, so the story has a happy ending.
Actually, yes. It was 9 months and 22 days that we were together.
How long?
9 months and 22 days.
All right. Nice. And as we will get into in the meat of the show, there have been many other moves along the way as well. There's something to that. So thank you for that short synopsis. And Tiffany and Hassan, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, Hassan and I, we've been married for 10 years.
Woo, clink your neighbor.
Just hit the 10-year mark in March. But we've known each other for many years, but it was fate that really brought us together, I guess you could say, about 15 years after college, after our meeting at Wazoo, Washington State University. So, yeah, so good things do happen in Pullman. And, we reconnected some years after college had come and gone, and we were grown and sprightly, I guess you can say. And we dated for about, I'll take it back. We kind of reconnected through one of my sorors, who you guys probably know, Tamika.
Shout out to Tamika.
Yeah. And then good old social media, Facebook, the combination, the perfect combination of you two, of those two things. And actually, Robin, you're in that story too, but we'll get into that later.
I sure am. And I can't wait for us to talk about it. Go ahead.
But so after we reconnected just 9 months later, we were engaged. He asked me to marry him.
And you were where, Tiff?
Living in Seattle.
And Hassan was where?
In Charlotte, North Carolina. And I literally quit my job and put my condo up for rent, and I moved.
Wow.
Country.
And 10 years later, obviously something good came of that leap of
faith. So, 10 years and two babies.
To hear that. And I'll just say, you know, obviously I am interested in this topic because almost a year ago, I did the big move for my Prince Charming here, Kirk Clayton, boom, booyah from Seattle to Memphis, Tennessee. So we have a lot of stories to share amongst us, right? Okay, so let me ask this question. Everybody who has moved, did you decide who would make the move? And I think this particular question, I want to start with Hassan and Tiffany, because at that point, it could have gone either way. One of you was firmly planted in one state, the other is in another. What were some of the conversations that went into deciding where you would be?
I think the first aspect was career stability. Because Tiffany was a business analyst and she was connected to the technological resources of companies, that tech resource had much more of an availability than academia did. Although academia is everywhere in the sense of things, it had much more of a nuanced opportunity for me because I'm in the arts. So because she was business analyst and related to tech resources, there were many more options to come to Charlotte than it was for me to go to Seattle. So that was like the first driving kind of navigational concern that we knew we didn't want to just be abandoned to our careers. And so that helped. But then it was also the reality of, you know, creating this beginning start. And I felt I could do that if she came into my space for us to build our foundation under my stead, under my roof, under my kind of thought of covering as we venture into our lives together. And so that was kind of the guidance in my heart. So,
okay. Say a little bit more about that. About the foundation, you know, like why there versus, you know, how that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the Seattle area.
Gotcha. And I think it was more so comfort zone and recognizing that if I went to Seattle, I would have to learn the terrain under her knowledge of the space, which would transition from the development of our marriage, her leading it. And not that she's not going to lead at a given time, but in the beginning, I wanted to create a foundational notion that I got you covered. I'm here for you. I am your covering for our beginning. And as we grow, there will be times that I will follow your lead. But when we start, I want you to know that I have the ability and the provisions, my mentally, spiritually, and physically, to bring us into our being together. And so that was where the notion of me choosing Charlotte over Seattle. But when we first met, when we went on our first date, I didn't want to be in Seattle, nor did I want to be in Charlotte. So we went somewhere in the middle where it was just for us to learn each other rather than having the kind of the associations to our local areas where we were living.
I think that's something I'll want to circle back way later in the conversation, but that's a really good point you bring up there, Hassan, about, you know, some neutrality in space. Yeah. Because I think it's worth noting too that while you've lived all over the world,
yes.
And Tiff, you may have as well, but I know that your family is based in the greater Seattle area, right? For those of you who know Seattle, Bremerton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is really a home base there, whereas, you know, not so much for Hassan at that time, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Charisse, Tori, what do you have to say about how you made decisions about where you were going to live?
Well, it wasn't really much of a decision that we had to make due to the fact that I was...
Uncle Sam told you?
Yeah, Uncle Sam, my uncle told me, said, hey, I want you to move across country, so I went. Mm-hmm. But what made it very interesting was the fact that I was expecting, before we left, I proposed to her, and I was expecting her to come to where I was at, but she took it a step further by actually joining the Army to come to where I was at. That totally blew my mind. I was
okay, mine too. I got to think on that because I kind of remember where I was when that announcement was made. Yeah. How many years ago?
Well, my mind, Charisse, was I didn't know that you joined the military for Torino. Like, really? Like, that's really going out on the
list. The plan will just take you there? You can't just go? So Charisse jumped in both feet.
I was like, really?
Yeah. For me, there was a lot of things going on in my head. I wasn't, so I was a little disillusioned after college because I thought that I would go straight from college into a career in the criminal justice field. And when that wasn't happening, I was working at Walmart. I didn't go to college to work at Walmart. I don't knock Walmart, but that's not what I went to school to do. And you know, that opportunity came up to join the Army for them to pay off school loans for me, also to be with him and start our life. It wasn't such a huge leap for me. And it scared me because I was given, you know, I'm not from Washington, although that's where we met. I'm from California. But I was giving up a lot. And I knew that. I knew that I would give up everything that I knew and everything that was comfortable for me to start this journey as a 25-year-old woman joining the Army. But I trusted him and I trusted what we had. And, I knew that we could make or break this. And so I was willing to sacrifice that for him. And, it was hard. It was not an easy decision. I know that it came as a shock to those people that I love. it was quite the bomb, but for me, it just, I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to be a part of, there was a part of an attraction to his world being, you know, around his friends who were soldiers. There's a camaraderie that you don't get in many settings. And that just, that feeling of we take care of one another. It was just attractive, you know, as someone who came to Wazoo and didn't know anybody and really had an amazing family base in Pullman, you know, Hassan and Tiffany for the time you were there and Robin, and Robin, who's my best.
Importantly.
And you know, at the time, Shogi and just people who just took me in and loved me. Like I was at that time in my life, I was craving that so badly. And so just having that family and then moving to Seattle and not really having that anymore. And then meeting him and, it just, for me, it was worth the leap. And so it worked out for us. You know, I wouldn't recommend that you take that step if you're not ready for that. But, yeah, it's been quite the journey and I wouldn't change anything about it at all.
I got to make this plug because now people can go back and listen to archived episodes of this show. And most of my guests today have been on past episodes, but I encourage you to listen to Lasting Love, 20 Years or More in the Game. Charisse and Tori's story is featured there and, you know, all of its glory. And it's a wonderful story. And I'm glad that you took that leap. I want to ask one last thing before I put the midway plug. What are some of the other places y'all have moved? You've been all over the place.
Well, we lived in Tennessee together. And then a year into that, he actually went to Korea and I was pregnant with our first child. So I did not go with him. And then he came back and we went to Savannah, Georgia. And I was there for 3 years. However, Tori deployed twice while we were there. And then he came back from that. I got pregnant with our second child and we went to Korea for 2 years, which is where our daughter was born. And then from Korea, Alabama.
Enterprise, Alabama.
Forgot about it.
If there's one place I did not like, it was Enterprise, Alabama. Sorry, y'all from Alabama. Did not like it. And then he moved us back to Savannah and he went to Egypt for a year. And then we stayed in Savannah for about 5 years. And then I moved to Washington in 2012 by myself for 6 months because he was retiring.
And then he followed you.
And then he followed me.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. And then I think also, if we didn't say it before, now Hassan and Tiffany are in Seattle. So we're going to talk about that transition as well. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. We're talking about moving for your mate. We have with us today Tori and Charisse, Hassan, Tiffany, and my dear Casey is with us as well. And so I want to talk a little bit about when the move was made. and think, you know, because both of us, all of us can speak except for Casey from the perspective of having moved for our mate, right? Picking, you know, like a location that our mate, we moved from one side of town to the other. So we all can put ourselves in that situation. So think about that. And from the perspective of the person who did the moving, put yourself in the place of the person who did the moving. What was that like going into it? What was on your mind? What were your concerns or your excitements once you got there? What was it like? What was it like settling into the other place? So anybody can jump in, even... Nah, Casey ain't got nothing to say about this. Casey, raised in Memphis.
In order to be considered this for Casey, you have to leave the city limits.
Right, exactly.
We did.
Memphis to Cordova don't count. We're in Cordova. It's like now. Bellevue to Seattle. That don't count.
We're still in Memphis proper.
Not to mention, he moved here before I did. So I still moved to his butt. So go on and say your little piece, everybody but Casey, about the thought process of making that move into the other, you know, place.
Yeah, I'll take that one. So
that's Tiff. Go on and say it.
Making the move. When we decided that I would be moving from Seattle to Charlotte, it was exciting. It was scary, mm-hmm. and it was peaceful.
Peaceful how?
Because it felt completely right, like the right decision to make. So the scary part is just human, right? You know, yeah. Moving outside of your comfort zone, going to a different place where no one knows your name. You know, I think that's just normal, right? But it didn't interrupt or disturb my peace about the decision that I had made to move to Charlotte, right? So it definitely kind of had all of those ingredients mixed together. But ultimately, I had a peace of mind that this was the right decision for me and for us. Like, I had no inhibitions. And at the time, I had just gotten a promotion. I was working at Starbucks headquarters. I was doing very well professionally. I actually, prior to Hassan, had made attempts to relocate just for my own growth and development, because I felt like it was necessary for me to get out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And to go someplace where no one knows my name. And I've always had a personal goal that wherever I am, I want to know I can stand on my own two feet, you know, that I can hold it down, that I am, you know, from a professional standpoint, I'm competitive no matter where I live, you know, in Washington and in this area, I'm from here. So I have a deep network. So part of my why was, of course, Hassan and the love that we have, you know, found with each other. But even on a personal level, I was like, it's time for me to make that move. Mm-hmm. He just made it easier, right? I needed to do that for my own growth and development as Tiffany, to just get out of my space and be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So once we made the move, like, we had the best road trip. So the road trip, Hassan flew to Washington, and we packed an 18-wheeler and then drove my car from Seattle to Charlotte, North Carolina. And the whole road trip was just so, I felt so free, you know, like I made this big decision and it was for me and for us. And it was our first big decision together, because, you know, it's no easy feat to just leave, you know, your home and everything, you know, no more than it is to, you know, have someone under your covering come out and you're responsible in some way
for
their success. So I love that trip. We had a good time. We took our time, but I think probably the most memorable moment is when we crossed state state boundary, state lines, and we were actually in Charlotte. And Hassan pulled over. There was a
North Carolina state lines.
He pulled over at a park. Was like a
and a lookout in North Carolina.
Yeah, and he basically welcomed me to the state of North Carolina. You know, like that he had brought me this far and took me across, you know, several states to get to the state of North Carolina. And it was, you know, I definitely felt loved and appreciated and welcomed that, you know, he thought so much of me and us to like take this unknown territory on, because it was a risk. It was a calculated risk, but it was a risk nonetheless. I mean, I didn't have a job. I literally moved out there on a hope and a prayer that this was going to work out and I was going to land on my own two feet. And God was so in it the whole way, because as soon as we got to Charlotte, about 3 days later, I had a job.
Nice. Like,
job.
It's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, everything was
on purpose. It flows, doesn't it?
That's right. It's completely flowed. It was easy. Mm-hmm. Like we decided to stay in separate places. I had a apartment waiting for me. My 18-wheeler got there on time, and Hassan unloaded everything, got me set up and situated in my own apartment. And you know, even here in Seattle, I had put my condo up for rent. I didn't have a renter, so I'm praying, Lord, let me get a renter so I got to pay for this mortgage. And that came through. Like everything happened as planned, and it just was so God ordained and so just peaceful, like that, you know, that I just was assured.
Quick question, Tiff. You guys were already engaged when you got there, though?
Yes, he proposed.
Okay, but you still maintain separate residences.
Yes, and so we got married.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we were trying to act counterintuitive.
Okay, no, that's cool. I want to hear more about that, and probably in part two, because there's a lot more to be unpacked right there. But I do want to hear more about that. Anybody else got something to say about the moving for the person?
Yeah. not you, Casey.
This is a fact. Talking facts.
I will say that. The night before, so right before I, because Tori had
me. Uh-oh, this must be a secret because you froze again.
Hold on. We go back.
I might have to go upstairs.
Hold you on, froze.
Hold on.
Hey, let me know when I'm unfrozen.
You're good.
Okay. So Robin, her then husband, Shogi, came and got me from my apartment, and I stayed with him the night before. I knew that I was going to do this because I'd already made a commitment, but I was to take my oath the next. And, I was scared. I mean, I realized, wow, I'm giving up a lot, you know, my freedom, like really your freedom. 'Cause when you're in the army, like you are property of the army, you know? And Tori wasn't there in the moment. He was in school training, so he couldn't be there. And actually that they, for whatever reason, I didn't get to go and do my oath that next day. So I had to spend the night with him another night. and it was nerve wracking because at this point you're like, okay, God, is this what you want for me? Because I've done all this stuff. I've made this commitment and now like it's not happening. But I did end up going and leaving the next day, and taking my oath and going into basic training. And, basic training was really hard, but you know what, what made it easy is that every day without fail, I got a letter from Torino, every day just to encourage me.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I so underestimated all the dudes on this call. I will go on record and say all the men up on this show, clink your neighbor on y'all. Hassan, I hadn't heard that story about the crossing the line. Tori, you haven't been writing letters. You guys rock. Sometimes it's worth making that move for a brother.
Yes, it was. He visited me. He would drive from Tennessee to South Carolina every weekend to see me for maybe, if the drill sergeants were nice, an hour. And then he would turn around and drive right back. And
got
he
it. Did that. This is yeah. like Orange is the New Black.
What? No.
Green is the new marriage? I don't know. Well, you know what, guys? We're about to run short on time. And there are some big things I want to pick up in part two. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to go on and wrap this episode up so we can jump right in. I want to thank you all for being a part of this conversation. Tori, Sharice, Hassan, Tiffany, and KC, even though I didn't let you talk, you got some stuff to talk about in part two. I got questions for you. I promise you.
I'm good.
No, you got stuff. I promise. I also want to thank you for being my producer and for the amazing theme music for this show. Now you guys can catch up on the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, or Pocket Cast, and other podcast platforms. So you got no excuses to catch up. And remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it is at Just Princess Robin. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches!